This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's go to Nanny.
Hi, I want to ask you, if it was Mary and Moses in the Garden of Eden, would they have listened to the serpent and eaten the fruit?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what would have happened. What we do know is that God created Adam and Eve in such a way that they could freely choose to obey, or they could freely choose to rebel. And God created Adam and Eve that way because if Adam and Eve were created like puppets, then love wouldn't mean anything. The only way you can know that love is meaningful is if you really have a choice. So Adam and Eve truly were able to either reject a relationship with the Lord or to love and follow and serve him. Adam and Eve decided that they wanted to do it their own way, and as a result, they fell into lives of constant sin, terminated by death. Now, we can't know what would have happened if someone else was in the garden in their place. We know this, that our identity is bound up in the identity of Adam and Eve. We have all fallen into sin because of Adam's sin. So he is our representative. But the beautiful thing is that if we receive the second Adam, and in Scripture the second Adam is Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ will come into our hearts and restore the relationship that was broken by Adam's sin.
Well, Mary and Moses, they actually listened to God better, so do you think that they might have listened better than Adam and Eve did?
Well, we don't know. We know that Moses and Mary are descendants of the first man and the first woman, and as a result of that, they bear Adam's sin. And so we know that they are fallen and they needed a Savior. Mary needed a Savior. She was a sinner. And so Moses was a sinner and needed a Savior. Now, Moses was only able to look forward to Jesus because Jesus hadn't come yet. And he looked forward to Jesus through types and shadows, through civil and ceremonial laws that pointed forward to Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came, however, he fulfilled those types and shadows that pointed forward to him, and those types and shadows weren't necessary anymore. But your question is a good question. We just don't know because we'd be speculating. What we do know is that Moses was born in sin, so was Mary.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.